It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, today brought to you by Top to Bottom for your home improvement project. All you need is one company, Top to Bottom. They've been doing it all for more than 35 years, including repairing leaky roofs, rotted wood, chimney repair, and masonry, mold and odor control, and more. Call John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. That's 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
You are right.
And today, our throwback year is 1970.
Right again.
And that was the year of Apollo 13.
Oh.
I know you weren't alive when that happened,
but you
do know what happened, right?
I've seen the movie.
You've seen the movie?
If the
okay.
movie's right, then I
and
know.
And it is. It's okay. Pretty factual. Yeah. So Apollo 13 was the seventh crewed mission in the Apollo space program and the third meant to land on the moon. Spoiler alert, that didn't happen.
What a letdown when I watched the movie, too.
So Apollo 13 was meant to demonstrate precision lunar landings and explore scientific sites on the moon. The Apollo 13 astronauts were Commander James Lovell, Lunar Module Pilot Fred Hayes, and Command Module Pilot Jack Swigert. At age 42, Lovell was the world's most traveled astronaut when he joined the Apollo 13 mission with three missions and 572 spaceflight hours under his belt.
I bet he bragged about it all the time.
I bet he did.
Oh, everywhere he went.
Before the Apollo 13 mission, 36-year-old Hayes served as the backup Lunar Module Pilot for the Apollo 8 and Apollo 11 missions, and Apollo 13 was Swigert's very first trip to space at the age of 38. What a memorable one.
Yes. Yeah, yes. You're right.
So the craft was launched from Kennedy Space Center on April 11th, 1970. 55 hours into the flight, faulty wiring in one of the oxygen tanks blew up, causing the other oxygen tank to fail as well. So the command module's normal supply of electricity, light, and water was lost at about 200,000 miles from Earth.
That's
a problem.
That is a problem.
So the crew notified mission control, with Swigert famously saying, "Houston, we've had a problem." Now, you remember in the movie, they changed it a little bit in the movie. The actual quote in the movie was, "Houston, we have a problem."
But what
he really said was, "Houston, we've had a problem."
We've had a problem.
Yeah.
No, oh, okay.
That's what he said.
Why did they make the change?
I don't know. Great question.
Thank you.
Don't know.
Who do I ask?
I'm sure there was a reason. Ron Howard.
Ron?
Probably.
Well,
he was
Ron.
The director of that, right?
Ron Howard.
So the moon landing was obviously aborted, and instead they looped around the moon to return to Earth.
Sure.
An hour after the explosion, the crew was instructed to move into the lunar module. But it was only designed to support two people for 45 hours. For the crew to make it back to Earth, it had to support the three men for at least 90 hours. So it was a little tight squeeze in there.
Sure.
The crew had to balance the challenge of getting home with the challenge of preserving power. So every non-essential system in the spacecraft was powered down. Without a source of heat, cabin temperatures quickly dropped down as low as 38 degrees. Some of their food became inedible, and the crew also had to ration water to make sure the spacecraft, which was operating for longer than it was designed, would have enough liquid to cool down its hardware.
Oh my gosh.
And the three astronauts lost a total of 31 pounds among them.
In that just that short period of time?
Yes.
My gosh.
Yes.
Can you imagine the sheer terror, though? I mean, it's one thing to sit here and think about it.
Right.
But to actually
when you're
be
in
there.
It, well, and to be on the ground, the engineers and the all the NASA people on the ground. I mean, So removal of carbon dioxide was their first challenge.
Sure.
Mission Control built an improvised adapter out of materials known to be on board, and the crew successfully copied their model. Navigation was another major hurdle, having no electronics.
That would be
And they had to work out by hand the changes in propulsion and direction needed to take the spacecraft home. Amazingly, the spacecraft re-entered Earth's atmosphere on April 17th, 1970, splashing down in the Pacific Ocean near Samoa. Worldwide interest.
Great Girl Scout cookies.
Very good, yes.
Down there.
Worldwide interest in the Apollo program was reawakened by the incident. The rescue received more public attention than any space flight to that point, other than the very first moon landing.
Yeah.
There were worldwide headlines, and people surrounded television sets to get the latest developments offered by networks who interrupted their regular programming for bulletins.
Mm.
An estimated 40 million Americans watched Apollo 13's splashdown, which was carried live on all three networks, with another 30 million watching some portion of the six and a half hour telecast.
My goodness me. Wow.
And President Nixon later awarded the crew the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, good.
Well-deserved.
Well-deserved. Earned.
So none of the Apollo 13 astronauts flew in space again.
Yeah, okay.
But they did set a Guinness World Record while they were up there. On April 15th, 1970, Apollo 13 was 158 miles from the lunar surface on the far side of the moon and around 250,000 miles above the Earth's surface, making the crew of Apollo 13 the record holders for the farthest distance from Earth reached by humans.
There you go.
That still holds to this day. Mm-hmm, I guess so.
My goodness me. Well, good. They get some bragging rights.
They do.
And they made a movie about them.
They did.
Which was kind of cool, too.
Very.
You picked out a record to go along with Apollo 13.
Well, yeah.
You?
I thought we would play Emotional Rescue, because it was a pretty emotional rescue of the crew. Yeah,
sure.
So by the Rolling Stones.
You got it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, the Rolling Stones, and Emotional Rescue. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about the emotional rescue that was Apollo 13.
Yes.
As part of our Throwback Thursday.
Super emotional. Let's recap three things you must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go!
All right, Apollo 13 was meant to be the third crewed mission to land on the moon.
An estimated 40 million Americans watched Apollo 13 splash down.
And the crew set the Guinness World Record for the farthest distance from Earth reached by humans.
There you go. And that was the actual audio of the splashdown.
It was just like that. I feel like it would have been a bit of a larger splash than that, but...
You don't know.
But that's good.
You don't know. I'm Samoa. Splash is different out there.
Oh, okay.
Splash is way different out there,
sure.
Sarah. Come on.
Sure
Come
it
on.
Is.
Folks want to learn more about Apollo 13. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can head over to my wiki blog.
Yes.
If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
I'll say it again, and I say this every time you talk about space travel from years gone by.
Yeah.
They did all of this. They put these people up into space...
Yep.
With very little computer power.
Correct.
Pencil and paper.
Yeah.
And when they were up there, they had a limited amount of time using pencil and paper to figure out how to get them back.
Yeah.
With whatever materials they had up in that tiny spacecraft.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable to me.
It is.
Just how smart people are. Some people.
Agreed.
Not me, but some people.
Some people.
It's amazing.
It is.
Just amazing.
Yep.
All right, wonderful. You back tomorrow with a fresh episode at 4:10?
Absolutely.
We look forward to it. Sarah, thank you for coming in and sharing today.
You're welcome.
The Average White Band is on the way. Van Morrison and much more straight ahead on Legends 102.7. And we'll check traffic with Ed Smith next.